Okay. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for coming to the meeting. Our visitors. This is nice. We usually don't get this many people at our committee meetings.
I think most of them are just sticking around from the last one.
We got it. I know. That's exactly why. But I'll. We won't take more. We have two resolutions.
We have minutes.
All right. First one is a motion to approve the January 29th minutes.
So moved.
They're in the folder.
You know what? We can't have a vote on this. We don't have a majority of legislators who were here for the meeting to approve the minutes. Just myself and you, Dave and Lynn are both not here, and Kevin was away.
Make a motion hold off on the minutes till next month.
Second.
No problem. Okay. First resolution, amending the rules of order to require participation on standing committees. That's resolution number 54.
I'll make a motion to move that.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Ken?
There are a couple of changes that I'd like to make to it. Unfortunately, with the rules that we're operating under, I can't make them this evening because you can't amend a resolution in committee on the night of session. So just so the committee understands, I'd like to move forward with the first reading so we keep it moving. There's no vote this month, so there's no harm, I don't think, in having a first reading. And then next month, we'll be able to amend it at this committee. And I'll just share the amendments with you if you'd like.
Who moved it?
Kevin moved it. Can I ask you a quick question before you say
it? Go for it.
Are we allowed, Cappy, I don't know if you, can you read it 1 month, a resolution?
I think you can make what are called ministerial changes.
Okay, so it's not.
Commas, words.
But we could change it next month and go back to a first reading again.
Sure. Yeah.
But then why would we do a first reading this month? So there's going to be two first readings?
You can have five first readings. We've had resolutions go forward with first readings before.
Okay.
Kenny, why don't you tell us what the changes
what are,
and then we'll tell you if we think that they're.
If you think the changes are good, then we can hold off. I've got no problem tabling it.
No, I just want to ask you a question. You go.
It's up to the committee. I have to find a spot. In Section G, I've heard some concern about the word may. I will support changing it to shall, so the chairman shall consider each legislator's knowledge, experience, expertise, or interests. It really doesn't change the rule as much as people think it does, because consider is also a very subjective idea. You never know if somebody's considering something or not, but I have absolutely no problem with the word shall and consider. In Section I, legislators may be excused from serving on standing committees upon written notification to the chair, which may be granted due to a conflict of interest, illness, family obligations, or any other reason as deemed sufficient by the chair of the legislature. Giving the chair more leeway in the case of a conflict of interest at a timing conflict at a job or any other reason. I felt like those three reasons were a little bit narrow. So,
Mr. Chairman, if I may?
Sure, Kevin.
Changes that Leader Ronk identified, I don't think they're substantial to require a additional first reading or waiting another month. They're
okay.
Minor verbiage.
I don't disagree. I just didn't know what he was going to propose. Okay. That's why. How do you feel, Cappy?
May versus shall. That's a great question. I don't know. That's a great question. May versus shall is a big deal, really. One is a command. The other is a request.
Mm-hmm. I thought it might. I think warrant a second first reading.
Yes. Yeah.
But I mean, I'd like to change it tonight, but we can't. So,
I think the bigger legal issue is there's no,
I don't know,
punitive.
Because it's a first reading, you can't
rule,
have a vote.
It's a rule without a consequence.
Right.
And
normally that begs the question of what the consequence of the rule is. Other than that.
Well,
but I think may versus shall is kind of a
Okay, Kevin. And
I'd like to go ahead with the first reading, if we may, tonight, and then we could discuss whether these changes next month require.
Okay.
I'd like to take a look at the rules again. I don't have them in front of me, but I think they're. And I'd also like to make a. Since we're talking about rule changes, one of them is that we can't make changes on the night of session, and that should be changed. That barring a storm or a holiday, to our regular. This isn't a surprise meeting. Mm-hmm. Or
right.
a meeting scheduled on session just to have a meeting. It's our regularly scheduled meeting, and we should be able to make changes tonight as if it was our regular meeting.
We can talk about that in the committee. Yeah. I mean, that's what this committee does. So, Tracy. Yeah.
Well, I had spoken to Legislator Ronk, and both of those changes, in addition to, were things that I suggested and I had concerns about. I do think they're substantial, both for what Cappy said about the may to shall, but also the change to or any other, giving that latitude to the chair, which I agree with, but giving that
right.
latitude to the chair is bigger than this very narrow three definitions. I'd want the committee to also consider the input, adding that the chair shall consider the input of the majority and minority leader. And I also, to the point that Legislator Roberts just made, the idea that a committee would be making changes to rules, even though it's a first reading, on the night of session when all the rest of the legislature hasn't had the benefit. I mean, I last term had the pleasure and benefit of sitting through the rules revisions with Legislator Roberts' committee, and it was a series of meetings with thoughtful discussion, back and forth. This is right now. It's not this committee's fault because of the holiday. But right now, this is 10 minutes before session, before caucus.
Oh, okay.
1 hour and 10 minutes before session. And
I?
this my problem with this, on top of the fact that I think it's personal to begin with, or began motivated that way, is that I think this committee should be having a full discussion about how we want to handle this. The situation that arose did point out that there is a in our rules, there's an empty space, because I didn't know what the chair was going to do, if the chair was going to accept a declination or not. But do we want to incentivize committees like some legislatures do? Do we want to require attendance?
Do we want to fine non-attendance?
Through fines? But you're not having that conversation tonight. So why are you rushing something through that three people here are saying, yeah, let's move it through, even though we're going to change it? I mean, to me, when you talk about good government, Ken, that seems like really bad government, personally.
Jeanette.
Thank you.
Legislative preference on. I'm sorry, guys.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. These are just my personal opinions, but I would be very happy if you would leave out F. And I'll give you a reason why. Because I believe that if a legislator is elected by their constituent in their individual towns or the city of Kingston, and if you're not doing your job, that's the time. It's up to the voters to decide. And I say that because there's nothing in here that addresses special sessions. I come to every special session. The room is half empty. That's an embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about caucuses. Some people don't bother coming to their caucus. They don't come to committee meetings. There's so many failures on so many legislators that I've seen over the years that I look at this F. This is directed at one person. And it happened to be an unusual year and circumstances, because never in the history of Ulster County government have we had the minority party decide who the chairman of the legislature was going to be. So I would just like to say I think it's giving too much power. In all the years I've been here, Chairman Parity, and you know that, 90% of the time, 99% of the time, we went to the majority leader with a request for committee assignments. And they almost were always, if possible, they were given. You know, this year was extremely different, and I just feel, and everything else you have in here, if you're going to do, I agree with Tracy, I think you should address legislators that don't attend how many sessions they miss, or how many special sessions they miss, how many committee meetings they don't attend.
Okay, okay. You know. Carl?
I want to address that, because I think that what's happening is if the person is going to refuse to stand on a committee, then you don't have a vote. And you don't have a vote on very important items that could or could not be brought to the floor. But then you have the right to vote for that, you know, any resolution at any time. You have that vote. I think that it just, to me, it just speaks of a non-committal attitude towards legislation. Because you've got to be part of the process if you want to bring it to the floor or if you're going to vote against it. This committee, especially, it's very important, the votes on this committee, the Laws and Rules Committee.
I understand.
So a legislator opts not to have a vote on a committee. I think that that should stay in there, because they have to be at least have one vote on one committee. Otherwise, why be in government? Why be part of the process?
Can I just tell you my thoughts? My thoughts are, and again, this is part of it is a reaction to what did happen. And this resolution doesn't force you to attend the committee. It just says you're on a standing committee. There's no penalty for not showing up. You can have a zero attendance, and that's fine. So, but I think it's unfair to the 22 other legislators when you say I'm not even going to do any legwork. I'm not even going to make an attempt to have to look at the calendar to see when I have a meeting this month or a committee meeting. And it is unfortunate that I had to come to this, because I think in your time and my time, we've been here quite a while, other than an illness, I don't think a legislator ever dreamed that they would refuse a committee assignment. So it's definitely uncharted waters, and I think the constituents expect when they vote for us, that we will serve on committees. So I'm supportive of the resolution, and I think we should be on a committee. You don't want to go, you don't have to go. No problem. There's no penalty for that at all, but let's get assigned a committee. Legislator Roberts, you went twice. Right?
Thank you.
I only went once so far.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I've asked to go twice.
He's seen
go ahead,
you.
Kev.
And I'm sorry to interrupt you, Ken.
No worries.
First, I'd like to to address a point or two that, there's a big difference between refusing to serve on a committee and not going to a special session or missing a caucus. Somebody has to pick up your slack when you don't sit on a committee. Second thing is that the minority party may have had a big role in picking a chairman, but the majority party failed to elect a chairman. You know, it takes 12 people to pick a chairman, and that's what happened. Rich, you probably served on this, been on this, watched a few of these committee meetings. I've been very fair when I was chairman, and hopefully things will run smooth. I'm sure they will. But I'd like to suggest maybe having a special meeting next month, and we could, anybody who wants to attend, to go over these possible rule changes. And, I don't want to see this shoved down anybody's throat, or at least have them say we're shoving it down, the three of us. Have a special meeting next month, if it's okay with you, beforehand. And then, maybe we could get this straightened out.
Okay. Let's say to Ron.
Thank you. First, to Legislator Bartels, one of her previous points, I have no problem holding off on this for a month. With the two readings, it always requires a month's discussion anyway, an extra month's discussion anyway. And I have no problem discussing this further. I don't believe that this is directed at one person. I will say, and make all the faces you want, Jeanette. It's not. It's really not. It's about the integrity of the legislative process. The legislative process, one of the most important things, one of the most rewarding things for me, has been serving on committees. That's where the real work of the legislature happens, mm-hmm. on the committees. To speak to legislator, I'm trying to remember all my points now because it's been around the table now, for a couple of times. Just because something happened to identify what I see as a flaw in the rules, and I think that's where we have a little disagreement on the wording of whether it's directed at one person or whether the actions of one particular legislator have highlighted what I see as a deficiency in the rules. And the only way you find out a problem is when something happens to identify it. I never knew, and I'll tell you, I'm not going to give the person's name because he hasn't given me the freedom to do so, but a former Democrat chair of the legislature had emailed me and said that he enjoyed, that he thought that this was a good rule, and it wasn't Dave. So there, that narrows it down. That he,
or you can read my mind.
I'm telling you. So that he thought it was a good rule, that he had never seen a problem with legislators not accepting committee appointments in the past, but that allowing it to continue would undermine the legislative process. And I agree with that. And that's my reasoning for this. I'm totally open to a debate. I'm totally open to Trace, to your idea of, or your suggestion of putting language in there about consulting with the majority and minority leaders. While that happens already, I have no problem with codifying that. I'm looking for the best rule, and if it takes 5 months to get to the best rule, then that's fine with me.
Okay, Legislative Provenzano.
Yeah, I love it. This came on the heels of individuals feeling, and I happen to be one of them, that some of us that didn't go along with the choice, we had made another choice, was all process was done as we always do it. We feel, especially Legislator Wishnick, I think it's fine for me to say his name, and myself in particular, after serving 23 years on the legislature and getting one committee assignment, was, for me, an insult. I want to serve on committees. So this does nothing to address any of that. You're giving more power to a chairman, not this particular chairman, I'm talking maybe in the future chairmen, that can have a terrible abuse of power. You know, demanding, making demands, you know, where it's not necessary. I don't think it was, process is broken. If anything, if you're going to address any of these things, I agree with Tracy, then address them all. And, you know, Legislator Roberts said he didn't think special committees were important as accepting a committee assignment. Special committee, special sessions happen to be very important issues that sometimes have a time element. And if you don't, and there was one evening where by the skin of our teeth, we were able to pull enough people in here. I was even offered a ride. It was during one of the snowstorms.
Mm-hmm. It was last December.
We didn't have enough members, you know, to show up. We didn't have a full contingent of legislators concerned when we were doing the sales tax. I happen to think that that's very important. And there should be, some kind of a penalty for that. If you can't, you know, if you're going to leave F in, then you need to address why other legislators don't attend special sessions, don't attend a lot of their committee meetings, and you know they'll call up the chair. And if the chair, if the chair makes a determination that you're excused, that's all everybody knows.
Okay, Ken.
We're beating this dead horse, like we were talking about last meeting. And I'll make this very quick. My purpose for F, Legislative Provenzano, and I know that you had said that it's up to the voters. I agree, it's up to the voters. With a legislator who doesn't come to special sessions or regular sessions at the legislature, the voter is going to have a paper trail to follow the fact that their legislator is not showing up to the meeting. If they want to get it, they can get it.
You should make it public.
You know what? I have no problem with putting out a report. By the way, hold on. But to that end, F is going to create a paper trail if a legislator does not want to participate in committee meetings, because he or she will have to serve on at least one committee and will be either marked present or absent at that committee.
Yeah, I like the paper trail. It should be for all assignments.
Absolutely.
Legislator Bartel.
I just want to say that I really appreciate Legislator Roberts' suggestion. I think the idea of having a first reading on something
that is going to have substantive changes is not the way to go. And if Legislator Ronk's willing, I think a special meeting, I'll be here to participate. I'm sure a lot of people would be here to participate. I think the situation did highlight, if you want to call it a deficiency, because, like I said, I had no idea. From my perspective, the chairman could have said, that's it, you're on those committees. I'm not taking your resignation. So, you know, we are in a gray area, and I think we should give it to Find, but I think it should be a thoughtful debate, not one that takes minutes.
And okay, final
thoughts. And I'll just, my final thought on this is, in my experience on the legislature, something doesn't move forward unless you put it on the table for debate. And the way to do that is to introduce it. That's what I've done here. I'm not looking to attack anybody. I'm not looking for anything except to protect the integrity of the legislative process here. And like I say, if there's one thing I've learned in my time on the legislature, and especially over the last 2 years, if you don't introduce something and put it forward, it just seems to never go anywhere. So that's, I have absolutely no problem with substantive debate and finding the best rule.
Okay. Thank you. So we're going to hold off? No vote on it?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Next one, resolution number 72.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
Urging the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to postpone indefinitely its order issued August 13th of 2013 and halt the creation of a new capacity zone. This did unanimous support in the Environmental Committee. Manager Legislator Green brought that forward, and Legislator Bartels, and we had a nice discussion. So Ken and I are pretty much up to speed on it. Kevin, I know this might be a little new for you, but I think it's something. There was just an article in the Kingston Freeman, yesterday where a legislator in Dutchess County came out opposing the creation of the new capacity zone, and she's, they're not allowed memorializing resolutions in Dutchess County, so she's writing a letter on her behalf and maybe trying to get some other legislators to sign on to it. So I think this is pretty non.
I think it's a good thing for our constituents. It's a move that the federal government could use to increase the electric rates of our constituents, and I think that that's something that we have to fight.
So. Okay, so there's a motion. Second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried 3-0. Okay, any new business? we'll talk about getting together. We'll probably just do it at our regular monthly meeting next month.
Why don't we have a...
You want to have a special one?
I mean, okay. I'd rather have a special meeting because I want to be able to feel... I want everyone to be able to feel comfortable if we move forward next month on something that it's not the night before. You know, because people... You know, the night before or the hour before. I don't want that to be an issue.
Okay. So we will discuss... I'll speak with you. Is that okay? We'll get...
Yep.
And do you... Will you... do the new resolution with at least today's changes, and then we'll go from there that were thought about, your ideas.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll start with those, put those in the new resolution, and then we'll go from there and hopefully try to come out with something.
Where's Langdon for track change sounds?
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We have that meeting Thursday night.
Six o'clock.
No, we should.